Welcome to the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Hadrar, marketing consultant for female founders and creator of the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. I've helped dozens of women grow and scale their businesses from six to seven figures and beyond, helping founders like you to implement my proven growth system that focuses on brand communication, marketing strategy, building your lean team, and leadership. On this podcast, we talk all about what it takes to get to the next level in marketing and in life, focusing on practical, tactical advice that will help you grow your business and explode your revenue. Are you ready to learn? Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. Do you ever wish or hoped or dreamed that there was a magic bullet that you could fire off in your business that would just produce explosive growth? So I want to dig into this concept of the magic bullet because I think that there's a lot of talk, ideas around social media that if there was just this one thing that you did, that it would tip over the dominoes and everything would be just exploding, right? Your revenue, your pipeline, all of these things. And the truth is often far more complex than just one magic bullet that's going to change everything. I've mentored dozens of women and worked inside dozens of businesses over the years. And I've seen how really successful founders execute in their business versus founders that continue to flounder year after year after year. And there's one specific mindset shift that successful, truly successful founders have that makes it really exciting to be on their teams and work alongside them. And when I'm talking about successful founders, I've worked with founders that have made, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in their business, right? From founders that have had million-dollar months to founders that have built billion-dollar businesses. And I've ran the gamut, right? And I've worked with pre-revenue founders. I've worked as an angel investor. So I've really seen a lot of different types of founders and different types of businesses. And when we talk about this magic bullet, the reality is it often seems like a magic bullet that success is this like overnight success, right? But what outsiders don't really witness is the years, maybe even sometimes decades of work that go into building these huge followings and these huge revenue quantities, right? And these successful teams. And I think that we've been really traumatized maybe a little bit by, you know, some social media platforms that just enabled people to explode overnight, right? Go viral and all these things and build really audiences really quickly. But in those cases, right, where maybe audiences build really quickly, what I have witnessed is oftentimes, even though the audience is there, right, and that some level of success could be achieved maybe in the short term, that in the long term, businesses that kind of grow audiences quickly by going viral often don't have the fundamentals in place to sustain that growth. And so years after, you know, the TikTok explosion of the pandemic, I see a lot of business owners closing shop because they weren't able to sustain that growth and ended up actually losing money in the end because of what we're going to talk about today, which is the fundamentals, mastering the fundamentals. And so there's these two sides of the coin. There's this kind of magic bullet, fast-paced growth that oftentimes cannot sustain itself versus the slow burn. And in marketing, the slow burn is incredibly important because the slow burn is really how we learn as we grow and that we build sustainably as we grow. And so when I am mentoring founders, and even I see this within my own business, right? Why is it so difficult to be so consistent, right? And the reason why, I believe, is that we are chasing too many different ideas or too many shiny objects. And so when we're getting discouraged, right, we see ourselves doing all of this activity and we don't find that anything is working. Oftentimes, the reason is because we're looking for this magic bullet, and that's what keeps us searching. That's what keeps us trying new things and kind of throwing ourselves into new channels and new strategies. But the reality is that the founders that I've worked with that have huge followings that actually produce, so followings that actually convert into revenue, these founders have built their following or their business's followings for years and focused on authentic relationships, right? Showing up authentically, building authentic relationships. And those relationships that you build online translate into thriving email list subscribers. So when you have like campaigns or promotions that go through those email lists, they actually convert, right? And that your email list becomes a really huge converter for you because you have that relationship and those people are warm and they're queued up and they know the value that you bring. So on the flip side, a lot of founders that grow really quickly online, right, or on social media, they want to sustain that growth. So then they quickly forlay into running ads to keep up with that momentum and that pace of growth. And what we've found over the years is that the price of ads and just like the ROI on the ads is getting smaller and smaller and smaller each year with all of iOS updates and algorithm changes. And so what often is missed is this relationship building. And that's really the slow burn piece of it, right? And I'm talking about social media following as one, but there's other areas where you can focus on of building that relationship. Now, for me, it's the podcast. So I've never really focused too much on social media. I've really honed in on showing up for this podcast. And I've showed up to this podcast for 3 years, every single week, sometimes twice a week. I was doing episodes twice a week for a while. And to me, that is the consistent nurture strategy that I've put into place that I committed to. And when I committed to that years ago, it was really difficult to show up. It was really, it took a lot of effort to record a podcast. It took me hours, right, to come up with the script and to write the email afterwards and all of these things and to write the blog and to upload everything, right, because I was doing everything myself at first. But over the years, I've honed in how to show up on the podcast and have discovered systems that I put into place to make everything go quicker, have better equipment, all of that stuff. And it's from that commitment of saying, hey, I made a conscious choice not to go all in on Instagram, for example, because I was focusing my attention on the podcast. And now I'm proud to say that I have about 200 episodes of the podcast, and I've built a thriving audience here, which positions me to go out into the world and be on other people's podcasts, right? Because they see that I'm credible, that I have stayed consistent, and that consistency builds trust, right? And so I have this wealth of content to pull from where I can continue to add value, and the episodes are, a lot of people find them very helpful, and I've gotten many clients that are podcast listeners who just reach out to me over DM on LinkedIn or something like that, and I've been able to actually convert just through the podcast, right? The other thing that I chose to do many years ago was just showing up physically, like networking, right? Inside communities. I've led several communities here in Miami and across South Florida, showing up to events, giving workshops inside different communities or in different sort of entrepreneurial events, all that stuff. And so in Miami, I've built a reputation for myself for being a go-to person for marketing. And that also has been where I get most of my clients and the founders that come and work with me inside the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. And it's all based on those relationships. But these are conscious decisions that I made years ago to focus on just these few things. And what you find is that when you commit to doing a couple activities and you do it so consistently, it becomes a habit. And that's kind of what I want to talk about right now, because when that habit is formed, then we reach somewhat of a tipping point. Because when something becomes second nature, a non-negotiable, it really becomes a habit and part of your routine. What that does is allow you to open up to go, towards a different tactic. So, for example, after all of these years of saying, hey, I've shown up, every single week, I have a newsletter goes out every single week, a podcast episode that goes out every single week for years, right? It's a non-negotiable, and it's something that I have the routine down pretty solid now, right? What it has done is allowed me the energy to explore, right? Showing up more on social media. And for me, my main focus is how do I show up more on LinkedIn? Because that's where most of my clients have come from. That's where my ideal client is sitting and looking for information, spending day or looking for investors or whatever. She is there. And so I've developed a new habit just the past 2 months of showing up every single Friday for a LinkedIn Live, right? And posting every single day and spending time engaging and liking and sharing and opening up conversations and building relationships, right? But this is just the first year that I've really been focused on that, because I've been able to, keep my pipeline full with these other strategies that I've had, but they've become such ingrained habits in my mind that now I'm able to open up to a different channel. Now, of course, the other way you can do that is by hiring someone to help you, right? And getting some help. Now, with my podcast, now I have someone that produces the podcast for me, right? And well, events I have to show up physically, but it's enabled me to sort of understand it enough to give it away. So now I get how this whole thing works. Now I can find someone great to help me kind of execute on it. And then I can turn my attention elsewhere, which is learning a different platform, learning a different way to connect with prospects. But the point here is that these consistent habits in your business, they need to build upon each other. And the big mistake that I see so many people making is just like giving up. Because the truth of the matter is that in the noisy kind of world we live in right now, it's those people that show up again and again and again and again with the same message. This is what we talked about last week, or I think I was talking about on the LinkedIn Live last week about positioning, where it's like we're in such a crowded space online. That and people are just giving you like half a second of their time when they see your post or your brand or even pop into your website, right? People typically, when they get into a website, they spend less than 3 seconds on a website unless something really, really hooks them. So you've got that 3 seconds to really ingrain in that person's head how you can help them, how you can change their lives. And so consistency plays a really important role in this. Because if we're just grabbing someone's attention for 20 to 30 seconds out of the day, maybe once or twice a week, you better make sure that you're showing up and saying something that's very clear and very consistent. But how do you actually execute on that? Well, that is showing up consistently as well. And making sure that what you say is related to what you do, and that all of it is sort of this stacking of value where we build up over time, and it's months or even years, we build up over time that position in our prospects' minds of like, yes, this person can help me. And from doing this, from me doing this through the podcast and even now on LinkedIn, I see people that are reaching out to me. I'm having a meeting with someone that I worked with like 15 years ago. Okay. Someone who's like found as a founder now, but we worked 15 years ago. But why did she even think about me? It's because she's seeing my stuff on LinkedIn, right? She's seeing, oh yeah, I know Victoria, and like she talks all the time about marketing. So when I have a marketing team need, I know I'm going to talk to her. And that could only happen from showing up consistently. And don't underestimate how often you need to show up, right? Now, before I would say, yeah, on social media, you could show up, I don't know, 3 to 5 times a week. Now I would say you or your brand needs to show up every single day on social media, every single day. And there's strategies that you can put into place to make that much easier, right? And one of the strategy that I love to talk about is batching the social content, right? Just having, your maybe 3 months of content mapped out, or your social media manager getting like 3 months of content mapped out. And then I use a tool called Meet Edgar, where I can just upload all of that content into what they call content buckets. And then you just schedule different moments of the day, or once a day or whatever, that Meet Edgar will just pull a certain piece of content from a content bucket and just push it out into the world. So you have just like a repository of content that the scheduling tool can always pull from, and you know that you're always going to show up online, right? And that's just the first layer. Making sure that you have a post every single day is just the first layer. Because what really moves the needle is the interaction, the relationship building, right? Understand what trends are happening and all of that stuff. That usually takes a little bit more brain power, a little bit more of your time or your social manager's personal time. But once you have regular posts going and you have engagement going and you're building relationships, that also takes months or even years to start really seeing that huge growth and that huge momentum, right? And you can go onto Instagram and you can see tons of people that are doing these reels about, hey, I grew my, I started over, and in 3 months I grew to X amount. And yes, that seems really quick, but let me tell you how many founders I talk to that can't even consistently do those actions for 2 weeks. And you can see that, okay, after 3 months of posting every single day and showing up on reels every single day, and seeking out trending music or whatever, that yes, that growth does happen. But again, it's not overnight. It's not a magic bullet. It's not within 2 days or 4 days or even 4 weeks, right? It's 30 days, it's 60 days, it's 90 days, it's 360 days of showing up consistently on social or for your podcast or, doing weekly networking events or whatever. And that is going to snowball, and it builds and builds and builds and builds. And whether it's you or you and your teammates, it's really, really important to decide on the few things that you're going to do consistently. And you're going to go deep, right? You're going to go deep into those tactics and understand how they work. How they work so much that it becomes second nature, so much so that you can give it away. But we have this tendency to just want to hire it out, not understand it, and have someone else just fix it for you. And some companies are in the position to hire people at the top of their game that can come take it off their plate and just fix it for them. But I even think in that situation, there's a little bit of a danger, because that means that if something happens with that agency or that individual and things, aren't working as they were before, then someone else holds your strategy, right? So as the founder, you need to have the fundamental understanding of every piece of your business. That's your position as a CEO. You need to know enough to be dangerous about marketing, about sales, about HR, about finance. You need to have that sort of high-level overview of how things work and when things aren't working, right? And so in marketing, what that means oftentimes is really taking it bite by bite, because there's so many pieces of marketing. And what I always inform founders to do is start with what I call the 24/7 marketing flywheel. And the 24/7 marketing flywheel is essentially your client, your prospect's journey. How do people move through your world as they interact with your brand? Getting really, really good at understanding that journey and then employing specific tactics at each stage of that journey, but you understanding what those are and what success looks like. It's important. It's important because that otherwise you're giving it all away to either, you know, marketing managers or assistants or agencies. And again, you want to ultimately be the one that holds the knowledge of the strategy, that holds the knowledge of how am I going to produce those leads and produce those sales in my business. You as the founder, you have to understand that. And so that's why we going back to this idea of the slow burn versus the magic bullet. Many of these tactics, right, they're a slow burn, right? To get your email really, really good and performing, it takes time. It takes experimentation. It takes data, and not data over just like a couple weeks, data over months. The more data you get, the better you can continue to be, right? The better the performance of that can be. And the same with ads, right? Ads, it's not just build it and they will come. Nothing in your business is build it and they will come. And so with this idea of the slow burn versus the magic bullet, how do we move forward without being overwhelmed? And the point is that you need to choose just a very few things, the very few things you're going to do in marketing and be really, just really good at, right? So if it's for you, you also have a podcast, then focus on the podcast. Focus on getting that solid, right? And I'm not saying that that is going to take you years to understand, but you say, hey, in this quarter, the next 90 days, I'm going to focus on this one thing and I'm going to get this so good that the systems are humming like a machine and that I'm going to understand it enough to give it away and get some help with it, right? Or maybe it's for you, it's the social media and it's the same. What can I do consistently every single day for social media to help move the needle or to learn more, right? And get a system in place that I understand, but then eventually I can give away. And you chip that off piece by piece in your business. But there's so much that you could be doing in your business, and we all feel the same way, right? It's hard to turn off because there's always more things to do. There's always more ways that you can be improving. But I think that is the most difficult part about being an entrepreneur, is that self-regulation, knowing when to turn it off, knowing when to say it's enough for today, right? But also having the discipline to not bite off more than you can chew. And that comes in the form of what are the 1 to 2 marketing activities that I can focus on in the next 90 days, right? That's going to help move the needle, that I can be, me and my team can be consistent in executing to the point where we, by the end of the quarter, understand what it means if it's working or not working. So, and I want to go back to this idea of quitting. And I see, and I fight against this myself, right? It really is frustrating when you don't see those results after a week or 2 weeks or even a month, right? But in today's marketing landscape, fast-paced business landscape, as they all of the ChatGPT prompts start out, is that it's often takes much longer for these strategies to take hold. Right? If you're going to pursue an influencer strategy, a partner strategy, an Instagram strategy, an email strategy, an ad strategy, it's not like a build it and they will come scenario. And so find solace in the fact of like, it's okay to just do one thing this quarter and do it really well for marketing. Because there's, of course, there's other things that have to happen in your business, right? But if it's about a strategy, a growth strategy, a marketing strategy, it's like zero in on that one thing and do it really well and say, listen, if I'm going to commit to growing my Instagram, I'm going to take the next 90 days to figure out exactly what needs to be happening. I'm going to show up consistently, and then I'm going to commit to keeping moving forward with that strategy for the next year. The next year, guys. Right? It's not quick. It isn't. And I think that's the hardest thing. And I think that's what makes everyone feel so overwhelmed. But what happens is that if you switch your mentality to thinking that consistency is the most important thing in marketing and it's going to give you the highest ROI without a doubt, you have to sit back and say to yourself, okay, out of the things that I want to pursue right now, is it realistic to be consistent in all of these activities that I want to do? And oftentimes the answer is no, right? You can't show up every day on Instagram and show up live every day on LinkedIn and do a podcast 3 times a week and do 7 emails a week or whatever. We often we want to do so much and then we burn ourselves out. And this brings me kind of to the last point of where I've just seen so many founders doing this kind of start and stop. And it's always that start and stop that really, really slows things down. And if you haven't gained traction in different areas of your business or of your marketing, the culprit is most likely the start and stop. So many people that are like, yeah, you know, I was doing so good with posting on Instagram and I saw some movement, but then, you know, I got out of the habit, right? Or I was doing great with email marketing, right? I was emailing people once a week and then I got out of the habit. And the problem with getting out of that habit is that when you go back to it, you're not, you know, people aren't left that at the cliffhanger of the story. They've just moved on. So oftentimes, yeah, you may be starting with a little bit bigger of a list or a little bit more of a following, but to start again, right? And to get that momentum again, it's like starting from zero. So if you come with that mentality of listen, once I start, I cannot stop. I can only improve. Then you're going to really have to think hard on what are the things you're going to pursue, right? Because if you try to be good at everything, you will be good at nothing. And so this is really the one thing I can tell you for sure about marketing, right? The specific strategy is important, right? You want to make sure that you have a strategy that makes sense to connect with your prospect and your ideal client and the ones that are actually going to convert and say yes to you, right? But once you kind of understand who you're going after, really deciding how am I going to move people through this journey to purchase with me, right? So I can solve their problem and I can help them and really stick with it. And don't jump around, because the more noisy it gets online, the more things pop up, the more other people are jumping around, the one advantage that you can have is just being consistent, being focused, and sticking it out. Because the majority of businesses fail. We hear this statistic all the time. But it's because the majority of founders, they get burnt out. They get tired. They can't do it anymore. It's not because they're smarter than everyone else, people that succeed. Oftentimes, it's the people that are willing to just keep pushing, right? Keep pushing forward. Keep moving forward. Keep focused. Keep their head down and keep doing the work. And when you're trying to do too much, keeping your head down, doing the work, burns you out. And that's why a lot of people just can't keep going. So I know that that's not you. If you're listening to this podcast, I know that that's not you. So I do have a resource for you that's going to help you sort of focus and kind of bring all of these things together that we chatted about today. And that is my free guide on how to end marketing overwhelm. So if you go to www.ugliventures, that's ugliventures.com/overwhelm. Again, it's ugliventures.com/overwhelm, and that's ugly with an I. You can download this free guide that's going to help you map out your client journey and help you decide on what are the most important things to focus on your business so you can stay consistent and you can reap the reward of that consistency. As always, if you have any questions, send me a DM on LinkedIn. That's where I spend most of my time. And I can't wait to see you back here next week for the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast.
You did it. You made it to the end of the episode. Thanks for sticking around with me and listening all the way to the end. I really appreciate you as an audience member, and I hope that you found this helpful. If you did like this episode, it would mean so, so much to me if you subscribed, if you rate and review this podcast. It helps other people know that this podcast has something worth saying. It also would be super awesome if you could take a screenshot and share on Instagram and tag me at Ugly Ventures, UGLI Ventures, VENTURES. I am always so appreciative to hear from you, and I hope to see you back here next week